So first we ask, who wrote this book? The first verse says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Solomon, he reigned in a great time of peace and freedom in the land.
Suleimani alitawala wakati kule kulikuwa na amani kubwa katika nchi.
His father David was Israel's greatest king.
Baba yake Daudi alikuwa mfalme mkubwa wakati wa Israeli.
He defeated the enemies of God and he brought that peace to the land.
Alikuwa amewashinda maadui wa Mungu na akawa ameleta amani katika nchi.
And Solomon and those with him, they enjoyed the fruit of that time.
Na sasa mwanawe Suleimani wanafurahia matunda wakati huo.
But not all the book is from Solomon.
Si vitabu vyote vinatoka kwa Suleimani.
We can read other names in other parts of the book.
Kuna majina mengine katika vitabu chenyewe.
Towards the end, we read of the sayings of a man called Agar, the son of Jacob.
Mwisho hapo tunapata jina lingine Agar, mtu wa mwana wa.
And in the final chapter, the sayings of King Lemuel. And nobody's quite sure who King Lemuel was.
But
there's no king of Israel or Judah with that name. Maybe it's a second name for someone, we don't know. And in chapter 25, we read of some proverbs that came from Solomon, but which were written down later by men of Hezekiah.
25 tunasoma methali ya Suleimani ambayo iliandikwa na watu wa mfalme Hezekiah.
It's possible that Solomon himself collected some sayings from other people.
Huenda Suleimani mwenyewe alichukua methali kutoka kwa watu wengine.
But I think we can say that he wrote most of this book because it's his name at the beginning.
Naona tunasema yeye aliandika mingi sana kwa sababu mwisho tunaona jina lake.
But the most important thing to know
ya muhimu kujua
is that it was inspired by the Spirit of God.
Aliongozwa na Roho wa Mungu.
And it is recommended to us by our Maker.
Na inafaa kwa sisi kwa sababu Muumba wetu anataka tujue.
Given to us as His word through Solomon.
Neno lake ambalo limepatiwa kwa sisi kupitia kwa Suleimani.
Now Solomon was a man who was given great wisdom by God.
Suleimani ni mtu ambaye alipatiwa hekima mingi na Mungu.
When he became king, God appeared to him in a dream.
Wakati alikuwa mfalme, Mungu alimtokezea katika ndoto.
And God asked him, "What do you want?"
Na Mungu akamuuliza, "Unataka nini?"
And Solomon asked for wisdom.
Na Suleimani akasema anataka hekima.
This book is about wisdom. If you look at verse 2, it says these proverbs are for getting wisdom and discipline. There the word discipline, it doesn't mean punishment. But it means training, learning how to live an orderly life.
Inamaanisha kufundishwa kuishi maisha mazuri katika maisha yako.
And that's what the book is about.
Na hizo vile kitabu kilichoandikwa.
It's about living a life in God's world.
Ni kuhusu kuishi maisha kwa neno la Mungu.
In the beginning, God created all things and in the space of 6 days, he ordered them.
Hapo mwanzo Mungu aliumba vitu vyote na kwa muda wa siku sita aliziweka.
And he rested on the seventh day.
Na siku ya saba akapumzika.
And he gave Adam a task to carry on that work.
Akapatia Adam majukumu ya kuendelesha kazi hiyo.
That Adam would spend 6 days bringing order in God's creation.
Adam angechukua siku saba kutawala. Siku sita kutawala
that the beauty and the order which was in Eden, he would take out to all of the world.
Uzuri na mandhari ya kupendeza, Adam angepeleka kwa ulimwengu.
But every seventh day he would rest to worship God.
Siku ya saba angepumzika ili amwabudu Mungu.
Now, Proverbs, of course, is given to us in a fallen world. And of course, it speaks about many situations where there are sin and sinners. But it is telling us how to live an ordered life in God's creation. It shows us what godliness is in all the situations of life. And you can find every kind of situation here. And there's words for children, words for the young, words for the old. And there's words for kings and rulers.
Kuna maneno kwa wafalme na viongozi.
There's rules for rich men and employers.
Kuna sheria kwa wale ambao ni matajiri na wale wameandikwa.
And there's words for daily laborers and for the poor.
Na kuna jambo kwa wale ambao ni wa maisha kawaida na wale maskini.
It tells us how to think in our hearts.
Inatuonesha jinsi ya kufikiri katika mioyo yetu.
And it tells kings how to rule on their thrones.
Na inaonesha mfalme jinsi anaweza kuongoza katika ufalme wake.
It deals with speaking and thinking and acting.
Inahusiana na kuongea na kufanya na kutenda.
So it's a very practical book.
Ni kitabu ambacho kina maana sana.
Now, we've seen it begins by telling us that the book is about wisdom. So we ask, well, what is wisdom? And it's now, I said something about this when I was in Homer Bay a few weeks ago. And I wanted to explain the difference. My translator said, all those words, there's only one word in my language. Well, I don't know about Swahili, but it's not about being clever. It's not about passing exams and being a person who knows very many things. That's not what wisdom is. And nor is it a guide to being successful in this life. Well, it's a different kind of success. It's not telling us how to be rich and have an easy life. But it's telling us how to please God. And how to live in His presence. Now, since this world is God's creation, so living God's way is the best way. And if everybody obeyed Proverbs, then our lives would be a lot easier and smoother. And there would be much more prosperity. But it's not given to us, firstly, to tell us how to get prosperity. But it's telling us how to have understanding of this world. It's described in many ways in verses 2 up to 6. It's about living rightly in the presence of God. Understanding how this world works.
kuelewa vile neno la Mungu linafanya kazi.
Understanding the different people that we'll meet.
Kuelewa watu tofauti ambao tunakutana nao.
We meet some very interesting people in Proverbs.
Tunakuta watu ambao wanavutia sana katika
Methali. One called the sluggard.
Mwingine anaitwa mtu ambaye anaenda kwa mwende ya polepole.
We meet the adulterous woman.
Tunakutana na mtu ambaye ni kahaba.
We meet the angry man.
Tunakutana na mtu ambaye ni mkali.
And all kinds of others we'll see in future weeks. And Proverbs tells us how to deal with the different people and the different situations. There are lots of people who are very clever, but they're not wise. They're foolish. Proverbs uses wisdom and foolish as the two opposites. One of its messages is that there is only two paths in life. There's the path of wisdom and there's the path of folly. It's always telling us you can't be on both these roads at once. And it challenges, have you decided for sure to walk in the path of wisdom? Perhaps in the shamba you can have some wheat growing and also some weeds growing. As they begin, you may not know which is which. They look similar. But as it comes to the harvest, you can see which is which. Proverbs challenges us to show what we really are. To live clearly differently from the unsaved. Now, verse 7 is very important. It's a key for the whole book.
It
tells us of the foundation of wisdom. The foundation of a life that pleases God. Says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But fools despise wisdom and discipline. So the foundation is the fear of God. That means to know that He is an awesome God. And that we live in His presence. To remember that He is holy and He judges our actions. And He is the only final judge. To remember that at all times. It's not fear as in terror.
Sio uoga ya ile uoga ya kuogopa.
Because God is not planning to destroy His people.
Kwa sababu Mungu hajapanga kuharibu watu wake.
But it's fear to respect His greatness and awesomeness.
Lakini kuogopa, yani kumheshimu katika ukuu wake.
And to remember that He knows the thoughts of our heart.
Na kukumbuka kwamba anajua mawazo yetu.
That's the fear of God.
Na hiyo ndio kumcha Mungu.
And the Bible says that is the foundation for living rightly.
Na Biblia inasema hiyo ndio chanzo cha kuishi salama.
You see, wisdom begins with repentance.
Hekima inaanza kwa kutubu.
That. You see the things that the fools hate in verse 7. They hate wisdom and hate discipline.
Wanakataa hekima na wanakataa kuadhibiwa.
They don't want to be taught and corrected.
Hawataki kuambiwa, hawataki kurekebishwa.
They don't want to change their ways.
Hawataki kubadilisha njia zao.
But the wise are not like that.
Lakini werevu si kama hivyo.
Verse 5, they're always ready to add to their learning.
Tano wako tayari kujifundisha.
Verse 4 says that proverbs will give understanding to those who are simple.
Ile nasema kwamba methali itawapatia kujua kuelewa kwa wale ambao wanataka.
So it's for leading you into a right life.
Ya kuongoza katika njia iliyo sawa.
Begins by remembering the Lord and being ready to be taught by Him. So only a person with a humble heart can be wise. Many people can pretend to be wise. And you can grow old so that you look like you ought to be wise. But only the fear of God can begin to make you wise.
Lakini kumcha Mungu ndinaweza kufanya uwe na hekima.
So you can only learn anything from Proverbs if you have a soft and humble heart.
Unaweza kujifundisha chochote kutoka kwa methali kama una moyo ambao umegondeka.
Only if you're ready to say, Lord, teach me.
Kama uko tayari kusema Mungu unifundishe, Bwana unifundishe.
There's many things I don't know.
Kuna mambo mengi ambayo siyajui.
Correct me and show me where I'm wrong.
Nioneshe na unifundishe niweze kujua mahali nilikosea.
Help me to remember you always so I can please you.
Nisaidie kukumbuka wewe kila wakati ili niweze kukupendeza.
Proverbs is a book which reveals Christ to us.
Methali ni kitabu ambacho kinatuonesha Kristo.
One thing that's clear in Proverbs is there's only two ways.
Katika methali kuna njia moja ambayo tunaona kuna mambo mawili hapo.
Early in the book we meet this great figure called Wisdom who calls out to us.
Hapo mwanzo tumekutana na mtu ambaye anaitwa Hekima ambaye anatuita.
And who pleads with us to join the way of wisdom.
Ambaye anataka sana tuungane naye katika njia ya hekima.
The New Testament reveals Christ as the one who is all wisdom.
Na Agano jipya linatufundisha kwamba Yesu Kristo ndio Bwana ambaye yuko na hekima yote.
It says that in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Inasema kwamba ndani yake kuna maarifa na hekima ambayo ni vitu vizuri.
Now Solomon the son of David was very wise.
Sulemani kijana ya Daudi alikuwa na hekima sana.
But at the end of his life, it seems he abandoned his wisdom and he did many foolish things.
Na mwisho wa maisha yake aliachana na hekima na akafanya mambo ya ujinga mingi sana.
Many of the things he'd warned.
Mambo mengi alifanya.
So that son of David, he didn't live according to the wisdom he knew. But Jesus came as the great son of David. He lived the life of perfect wisdom. His enemies could never trap him. He knew the right word and the right response in every situation.
Alijua njia nzuri na kujibu watu katika kila hali.
He walked in a life that fully pleased God.
Na aliishi maisha ambayo ilijawa na kumpendeza Mungu.
He was wisdom in bodily form.
Alivaa hekima katika njia ya mwili.
Proverbs then will teach us how to be like Jesus.
Na methali inatuambia itatufundisha jinsi ya kuishi kama Yesu.
And bring us closer to him.
Na kutulete karibu na yeye.
Remember verse 7.
Kumbuka 7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Kumcha Mungu ndio chanzo cha hekima.
Fools despise wisdom and discipline.
Wajinga wanakataa hekima na maarifa.
To live rightly in God's creation, remember the Creator.
Kuishi vizuri katika ulimwengu huu wa Mungu, kumbuka muumba wako.
Remember, everything is under His hand.
Kumbuka mambo yote yako kwa mikono
yake. Everything is before Him.
Mambo yote yako mbele yake.
The fool is the person who forgets that.
Mjinga ni yule ambaye anasahau hiyo.
Psalm 14. The fool has said in his heart, "Ah, there's no God."
Zaburi 14 inasema mjinga amesema ndani ya moyo wake hakuna Mungu.
Proverbs shows us things are not like they seem at first when you look with your eyes.
Ndani natuambia kwamba maneno si vile tunaona wakati tunaona mara ya kwanza.
It's many rich and powerful and educated people.
Kuna wengi ambao wamesoma na wana maarifa zaidi.
In their hearts they say, "I don't need to think about any God."
Lakini ndani ya mioyo yao wanasema sistahili kufikiri mambo ya Mungu.
But the wise person remembers God first of all.
Mtu mwerevu anamkumbuka Mungu kwanza.